This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Wednesday. Let me read you this quote by one of my favorite authors. If you haven't read Jim Collins and you're in business, you're missing out. Jim Collins is the author of Good to Great, How the Mighty Fall, Great by Choice, a lot of great things. He's a researcher and a writer. He's profiled hundreds and hundreds of businesses, big businesses. And he says this, is from the book Great by Choice. One of the most dangerous false beliefs. A false belief is the worst kind of belief because it's something that you believe to be true that is not true. One of the most dangerous false beliefs is that faster is always better. That the fast always beat the slow. That you are either the quick or the dead. Sometimes, he says, the quick are the dead. The reason I'm reading this quote to you is because I think that the addiction in our culture is to try to speed everything up. In fact, we actually feel this culturally. Like if we're growing a business slowly, then something's wrong. Now, I want to caveat this by saying, I don't mean that you should tolerate things that are just dumb. In fact, if sometimes we'll counsel business owners and it's like they've been running 11 years and they're barely growing, or 7 or 8 years and they're barely, that's, you're going to ultimately meet what you tolerate. That's what you're going to achieve is what you tolerate. And a lot of people are just, you know, they're addicted to the perceived security of going slow because they don't want to spend any money to speed it up. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when you get into a position where you are confidently comfortable when things are taking a little bit longer than someone else you know, or what maybe even you wanted it to look like. I'm in a season even now where there are things that, I'm going to tell you right now, there are always going to be things that I want to move faster. If a business is crushing it, there's another business somewhere that I have ownership in that I'm not happy with it. Or if something's moving really, really good in business, then maybe my health is not moving the way that I want it to. But there's great, great, great health in some things taking their proper time. And this is the secret, is learning and understanding what is the proper time for me to be in this particular season. And I think through this in multiple lenses. I'll share one of them with you. I want things to take the right amount of time. I don't want them to be too quick, but I don't want them to be too slow either. I want them to be appropriate. This is the mission in your life. What is the appropriate next move? And what is the appropriate duration of time? You're going to go a lot further if you are consistent over a long period of time rather than being really, really, really high hustle for a week or even a month. Sometimes things take repeated effort. This is my story. It's your story. It's the story of everyone who is great. And so this is the question that we should be asking. What's appropriate in this moment? This is what I want my life to... the definition of success for my life is that I am acting appropriately in the moment and that I'm in the right season for the right amount of time. If you can't let go of something old, then you're hanging on to a season that should not be a season anymore. And if you can't step into the new, same thing. Whatever you're prioritizing has to be subservient to this idea of appropriateness in timing, in action, and all of the above. Adios.